The best way to beat traffic? Breeze through it with the newest sound in St. Louis. Breeze 97.1.
Last night so far away, I dreamed myself a dream. Well, I dreamed I was so all alone. Isn't it nice to be home again? I said, welcome home. Didn't we miss your smiling face? Well, the sun was nice in L.A. Sunshine. Isn't it nice to be home again? Well, I said, isn't it nice to be home again?
You've discovered the all-new Breeze 97.1. the beguiling flugelhorn of Chuck Mangione. From his latest compact disc, The Eyes of the Veiled Temptress, Open Their Eyes. Also hearing from the first singer-songwriter, James Taylor, Isn't It Nice to Be Home Again, and Oscar Castro Neves with Rio Dawning before all that. 3.5 minutes before the hour now. KLTH, Florissant, St. Louis, the all-new Breeze, 97.1.
breathing left for me. And all of poor cripples who've been in the war. End up sleeping on her floor. When you're scared of down and out, you keep it to yourself. And if anyone suspects, you say, who me? Hardly. You tell them, thank you stars, this isn't Derby Day. Cause it's clear you got the gift for backing the wrong horse, Charlie. When you're scared of down and out, you camouflage your fear with a fake and DJ smile and maybe some boogie dance. But there's no need to be proud. Hey, if something's hurting you, could be it hurts your brothers too. From Langley Park to Memphis, last night I dreamed.
The eclectic work of Chet Atkins, from the No Boundaries compact disc, On a Roll. Before that, Prefab Sprout, and compact disc produced by Thomas Dolby, the Venus of the Soup Kitchen, and going back to Neon Nights with Jim Horn and Hennelay Sunset. 12 minutes past the hour now. In news, Senate Republican leader Robert Dole on Sunday warned Democrats that dealing President Bush a defeat on the John Tower nomination will not be forgotten soon. Said Dole, "George Bush, in my view, has got a pretty good memory." The Senate Armed Services Committee is preparing hearings for Bush's second choice for the cabinet job, Representative Richard Cheney of Wyoming. Dole voiced confidence that the political sting of the tower defeat will pass. And Eastern Airlines has entered the second week of a strike by its machinists, but it's not all bad news for the air carrier. Eastern reports that ridership is up on its few operating routes, including the popular Northeast Shuttle. Shannon Smith here with you tonight. Thanks for spending this time with us. The day right. Set your clock radio now. Wake up to the fresh new sounds of the Breeze 97.1.